The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. Got a new one on the list for this time around. J. Cole's Dreamville Festival is coming back to Raleigh, but not until 2022. You'll remember the first Dreamville Festival was held in April 2019 after being postponed from its original September 2018 date due to Hurricane Florence. Dick's Park hosted the first Dreamville Festival with a sellout crowd of about 40,000. Dreamville Festival was set to hold its second annual event in Raleigh's Dick's Park in April 2020, but it was postponed due to COVID-19. Headliners for the 2022 festival have not been announced. J. Cole, who was born in Germany, was raised in Fayetteville, and will also be performing this year in Greensboro at the Coliseum, September 28th. The Dreamville Festival benefits the Dreamville Foundation and Dix Parks Conservancy. The North Carolina Museum of Art is back with its outdoor movie series this summer. The movies will be shown July through August and include a mix of popular films. All showings are on Saturday nights and start at 9 p.m., unless noted. Here's the schedule. July 10th, The Goonies. July 17th, Ferris Bueller's Day Off. July 24th, Clueless. July 31st, Monty Python and the Holy Grail. August 7th, Sister Act. August 14th, Singin' in the Rain. August 21st, The Wiz. That starts at 8:30. And August 28th, the final film shown, West Side Story, with an 8:30 start time. The movies will be shown at the Bryan Theater in the Museum Park. Museum members and children ages 6 years and younger are admitted free, but you must reserve tickets in advance. No non-members of the museum can get tickets for $7. Another event is music at the museum. Tuesday, July 13th, it's XOXOK. Performing virtually from the museum park, Keenan Jenkins' musical career began during his Ph.D. studies at UNC Chapel Hill, where he played open mics and local showcases. Jenkins now performs as XOXOK, crafting atmospheric soul music that is conceived on the fretboard, cultivated at the microphone and cradled in headphones. The guitar and vocal influences are far-flung, but cohesive. And that concert starts at 9 p.m. Couple events involve, well, not an event, but over a period of time, Day Out with Thomas the Train. A Day Out with Thomas is returning to the North Carolina Transportation Museum in Spencer this fall. This very popular event for fans of all things Thomas the Tank Engine, set for September 24th to the 26th and then October 1st to the 3rd. According to the museum's website, the event includes a 25-minute ride aboard a real train with Thomas. Capacity will be limited, however, and advance tickets are encouraged. A Percy train also will be on site, running on the same schedule as the Thomas train. Visitors can add on tickets to ride with Percy, too. Just know that they are extremely limited, according to the website, which is nctransportationmuseum.org. Again, nctransportationmuseum.org. Then scroll down the page to info on Thomas the Train. And as long as we're talking about trains, how about Tweetsie Railroad in Blowing Rock? Events are back at Tweetsie Railroad, and the amusement park has activities planned through the end of the year. It all starts with fireworks July 4th, Canines in Flight Frisbee Dogs July 24th through the 26th, and July 29th through August 1st. Riders in the Sky, August 14 and 15. Railroad Heritage Weekend, August 28th and 29th. Ghost Train, Friday and Saturday nights, September 24th through October 30th. And, of course, Tweetsie Christmas, select evenings, November 19th through December 30th. In addition to the special events, you can also find a train ride featuring a Western-themed slapstick comedy show, as well as rides, animals, and other performances. For more information, check their website at tweetsie.com. All right, the current lineup for PNC Arena starts Sunday, August 1st with the Harlem Globetrotters. This is more than a basketball game. It is more than a show. It is the one and only Harlem Globetrotters in an all-new, larger-than-life world tour. You'll be on your feet, out of your seat, laughing until it hurts, and loving every moment. Just added Saturday and Sunday, August 7th and 8th at PNC Arena, Monster Jam. Wednesday, August 18th, singer Michael Bublé. Saturday, August 28th, Cinch World's Toughest Rodeo. The Sidewalk Ends and the Wild West Begins at the Cinch World's Toughest Rodeo. Friday and Saturday, September 10th and 11th, it's Luke Combs' What You See Is What You Get Tour. Luke is a multi-platinum ACM, CMA, CMT, and Billboard Music Award-winning artist from Asheville. Sunday, September 26th, the Dude Perfect 2021 Tour. Fans will get to experience the Dudes up close and personal when they bring the action right into the audience with crazy stunts, competitive battles, some of their most funny and embarrassing stories, outlandish stereotypes, and several of their most popular segments from their award-winning Overtime series. Wednesday, September 29th, Guns N' Roses. The band's name is often abbreviated as GNR. This American hard rock band is from L.A. and formed in 1985. Their debut album, Appetite for Destruction, in 1987, reached number one on the Billboard 200 a year after its release on the strength of top 10 singles, including Welcome to the Jungle, Paradise City, and Sweet Child of Mine. Thursday, October 7th at PNC Arena, Alabama, their 50th anniversary tour. Tuesday, October 12th, it's Harry Styles, Love on Tour 2020. Friday, November 19th, another new ad in the last week or so, Genesis, The Last Domino, North American Tour 2021. And that fills out the rest of the year so far at PNC Arena. Next up, Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Friday, July 9th is the next show. A virtuosic award-winning guitarist with a gift for insightful songwriting. Molly Tuttle has performed at Telluride, Newport Folk Fest, and several major festivals. And in 2017 and 18, she earned IBMA's Guitar Player of the Year Award, becoming the first woman to achieve that honor. That concert, Memorial Auditorium, Friday, July 9th. Then Sunday, July 11th, Beatles versus Elvis. Who was the real king of rock and roll? Two of the greatest musical acts of all time face off in a high-octane, adrenaline-pumping musical showdown in observance of the anniversary of Elvis's passing. The Fab Four, represented by tribute band Abbey Road and premier Elvis tribute Scott Bruce, will engage in a barrage of hits against one another. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday through Sunday, July 23rd through the 25th, it's Clue, the high school edition. This is from Carolina Youth Theater. Of course, it's based on the iconic 1985 Paramount movie and, of course, the game, Fletcher Opera Theater. Tuesday through Sunday, July 27th through August 1st, Songs for a New World. This is a North Carolina theater event. It's a sung-through musical filled with original jazz, blues, gospel, and Broadway-inspired songs. This is at Memorial Auditorium. Saturday, July 31st, Max and Val Strip Down Tour. Unique, family-friendly experience that will bring you closer to Max and Val than ever before. The intimate evening is packed with breathtaking dancing, deeply personal storytelling, and world-class showmanship. That's at May Mandy Concert Hall, Saturday, July 31st. And then moving to September, Sunday the 12th, Boney James, four-time Grammy nominee and multi-platinum saxophonist Boney James, will release his newest album, Solid. He already released it, last year at this time. Solid is Boney's 17th album and the follow-up to his smash 2017 release, Honestly. Saturday, September 25th, Por qué los hombres aman a las cabronas. I hope I did that well. Saturday, October 2nd, Alan Saldana, Noche de Comedia at May Mandy Concert Hall. Saturday, October 2nd, Men Are from Mars, Women Are from Venus Live. That's at Fletcher Opera Theater. Tuesday through Sunday, October 12th to the 17th, 9 to 5. This is a North Carolina theater event. It's based, of course, on the hilarious hit film. 9 to 5 isn't an outrageous Rolodex-era revenge story of friendship and female empowerment. This is at Memorial Auditorium. On the 22nd of October, which is a Friday, Gilberto Santa Rosa at Memorial Auditorium. Friday, November 5th through Sunday, November 14th, Lady Day at Emerson's Barn Grill, a North Carolina theater event. One of the greatest jazz singers of all time intimately shares her loves and her losses. Set in a small bar in Philadelphia, 1959, Lady Day recounts the life of Billie Holiday. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Saturday, November 6th, Ben Folds. Ben has announced a series of concerts that include solo piano and orchestral performances. This is at Memorial Auditorium. Sunday, December 14th, Fidelio. This is North Carolina Opera. The opera reopens with a concert performance of Beethoven's only opera, Fidelio. Saturday, December 18th, Taylor Tomlinson, Deal With It Tour. Taylor built her career by performing in church basements, school venues, and coffee shops. Taste of what's coming up next year. Duke Energy Center, La Boheme, Sister Act, Sanctuary Road, Magic Flute, and On Your Feet. Let's move on to DPAC, Durham Performing Arts Center. Monday, August 2nd, it's Squeeze, the Squeeze Songbook Tour. After a nearly sold-out 2019 USA tour, Squeeze returns by public demand to continue the Squeeze Songbook Tour. Saturday, August 7th, get the let out from the bombastic and epic to the folksy and mystical. Get the Let Out has captured the essence of the recorded music of Led Zeppelin. Wednesday, August 11th, Styx, the six men comprising Styx, have committed to rocking the paradise together with audiences far and wide. Saturday, August 21st, Brit Floyd, Echoes. Brit Floyd, the world's greatest Pink Floyd show, returns to the stage to perform its brand new production, Echoes 2020. Saturday, September 18th, the Ultimate Queen Celebration. Since 2017, Mark Martel has fronted the Ultimate Queen Celebration, an explosive, attention-commanding tribute where some of the most iconic rock anthems merge with a theatrical performance style and eye-popping production. Monday, September 20th, Bianca Del Rio, the Unsanitized Tour. A dimple-cheeked, larger-than-life drag queen, an outrageous comic who isn't afraid to shock and offend. She made history on her It's Jester Joke stand-up tour, and America's funniest drag superstar and self-proclaimed clown in a gown will bring her snarky frankness, impeccable timing, and politically incorrect humor for a comedy show like no other. Speaking of comedy, Friday, September 24th, it is Jeff Foxworthy, the Good Old Days Tour. Jeff is one of the most respected and successful comedians in the country. He's the largest-selling comedy recording artist in history, a multiple Grammy Award nominee, and best-selling author of more than 26 books. Widely known for his redneck jokes, his act goes well beyond that to explore the humor in everyday family interactions and human nature. He's often compared in style to Mark Twain. Saturday, September 25th, it's Indigo Girls. On their 16th studio album, Indigo Girls tell the original story. Sunday, October 3rd, Charlie Wilson Live. An impressive resume, to say the least. Charlie has 10 number one singles, 13 Grammy Award nominations, a New York Times best-selling memoir, and ongoing sold-out coast-to-coast arena tours. All right. Also at DPAC, Tuesday through Sunday, October 5th through the 10th, the band's visit. Friday and Saturday, October 15 and 16, Rain, a tribute to the Beatles. Sunday, October 17th, America, the 50th anniversary tour. They're probably their most famous song, A Horse with No Name. Tuesday through Sunday, October 19th through the 24th, Tootsie. Friday, October 29th, Arrival from Sweden, the music of ABBA. Saturday, October 30th, LOL Surprise Live. Wednesday, November 3rd, Camp, the band. Thursday, November 4th, Funny man Gabriel Iglesias beyond the Fluffy World Tour 2021. Go big or go home. Friday, November 5th, Heather McMahon, the Farewell Tour. Saturday, November 6th, Straight No Chaser, back in the High Life Tour 2021. Tuesday, November 9th through Sunday, November 14th, Escape from Margarita, or Escape to Margarita. Thursday, November 18th, A Conversation with Stacey Abrams. Friday and Saturday, November 19 and 20, it's Watch House. You probably remember them for being named Mandolin Orange. That's changed. They're now called Watch House. Sunday, November 21st, ZZ Top. That's right, you heard it correctly. ZZ Top, a Deepak Sunday, November 21st. Friday and Saturday, November 26th and 27th, it's Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit. Tuesday, December 7th through Sunday, December 12th, Ain't Too Proud, The Life and Times of the Temptations. And wrapping up the year at Deepak, Tuesday through Sunday, December 28th through January 2nd, A Christmas Story, the musical. All right, up next, we have Hopscotch Music Festival. It's back on Raleigh's calendar, set for September 9th through the 11th. The event was canceled last year, of course, because of the pandemic. The festival will feature more than 130 bands performing at various downtown music venues. Of course, Hopscotch is known for adventurous lineups, memorable performances, and a fan-friendly atmosphere. Those with pre-purchased tickets for last year are able to request a refund or hold on to their passes to access to the shows in 2021. The IBMA World of Bluegrass returns to Raleigh this fall, and the huge event has decided to stick around for another 3 years. While last year's World of Bluegrass was completely virtual, the 2021 version will be mostly live. The World of Bluegrass will run September 28th through October 2nd. In downtown Raleigh and include virtual streaming options for some events. The 5-day event includes the IBMA Business Conference, the IBMA Bluegrass Ramble Showcase Series, the 32nd Annual IBMA Bluegrass Music Awards, and IBMA Bluegrass Live, powered by PNC. Events are held at the Raleigh Convention Center, the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, Red Hat Amphitheater, and other downtown Raleigh venues. Band Together and United Way of the Greater Triangle have announced a benefit concert this fall in downtown Raleigh. This year's event, dubbed Comeback Fest, will be held October 23rd at Red Hat Amphitheater and feature funk soul trio Cruabin, soul revivalist Lee Fields and the Expressions, and legendary hip-hop MC Big Daddy Kane. All right, let's take a look at what's going on in some of the communities around the area. Apex events Friday and Saturday, July 23rd and 24th. It's the Peak City Pig Fest. Apex Sunrise Rotary is proud to present the 9th annual Bone Suckin' Sauce Peak City Pig Fest. All the fun starts Friday evening with a beer garden, live music, and, of course, barbecue. You can stroll around the competition area as cook teams get ready for an all-nighter of cooking their best barbecue. Saturday, September 11th in Apex, it is Peak Fest. Celebrate the peak of good living at Peak Fest, usually held the first Saturday in May. but was moved to September this year because of COVID. The festival runs from 9 to 5 on Salem Street in historic downtown Apex. It is free and open to the public. All right, let's look at the lineup for the Poorhouse Music Hall on South Blount Street in Raleigh. Concerts are subject to change. Wednesday, June 30th, Dot Wave Media with Juno Hill and Cam Kokas at 9 o'clock. Thursday, July 1st, 3 a.m. with Stephen Jalen and Austin Royale at 9. Friday, July 2nd, Jenny Bedzette with Handclaw and Airy Swim at 9. Saturday, July 3rd, Sun Latinos with Aldo Gibran at 9. Wednesday, July 7th, Spaced Angel with Moon Unit and Milk Breath. That's at 8. Thursday, July 8th, The Last Real Circus at 9. And then Friday, July 9th, The Company Stores. Saturday, July 10th, Frontside with the second After and The Bronze Age. That's at 9. Sunday, July 11th, The Collective Bus with Ben Youngblood at 7:30. Wednesday, July 14th, Stranded Bandits with Petty Crimes and Tiger Beach. And that show starts at 8 o'clock. Friday, July 16th, Road to Floyd Fest featuring Rebecca Todd and The Odyssey. That is at 9. Saturday, July 17th, Butcher Brown with Zoo Crew at 9. Sunday, July 18th, free show with 6 bands every Sunday. This is at 2 p.m. Wednesday, July 21st, Temple Underground. That's a 9 o'clock show. Thursday, July 22nd, Justin Wells with Adam Lee. That's at 8 o'clock. Friday, July 23rd, October 31st, and Mega Colossus. That's at 9. And finally, Saturday, July 24th, it is Treehouse with Sun-Dried Vibes and Rockstead, and that is at 8 o'clock. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have comments or questions, call us, 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.